Okay, discussion, let's see. David, IT systems update. We don't have any green and yellow and red lines.
It's a new day. No.
Is this about the time we just finally get this all sorted out? No.
Good morning, Madam President, Mr. Vice President, members of the board. For the record, David Swenson, IT Bureau Chief. First, I'd like to share some staffing updates. Ann Reber has been promoted as a systems analyst in the IT Bureau. She was formerly our publication specialist, and we'll continue to do some of that in this transition until she gets replaced. Josh Mason was one of our developers, and he left Empera for SITSD. We have since hired Roy Dulfer. He comes to us from DEQ, and he will be starting on the 20th. He and Devin, who I mentioned last time, we hired him in April, have worked together in previous jobs, so we're looking for good things from those two. We have published a benefit estimate calculator on our website. Currently, it's just for PERS, but we hope to add the other systems as well as a service purchase calculator. So feel free to go out there to calculate your PERS.
Just for PERS. I went on there to just try it out, and it tried to give me too much of a benefit.
I need to enunciate that. It went live towards the end of May. I started logging the 1st of June. So in the last 9 days, there's been over 400 calculations. And that might be the same person doing multiple calculations, but every time a calculation.
So eventually you'll have FERS.
All the other systems, yeah. Although we might do the service purchase calculator first, because we're going out for what we get the most requests for. Try to alleviate, because right now we have quite a backlog of, or not backlog, but a lot of requests for benefit estimates. We have transitioned the board's intranet page to Cascade CMS, which is the same software we use for our main website. And later on, I'll be showing you that. But that just allows us to be consistent with our web software. We are continuing our transition to Okta. The state, I think I mentioned this before, is transitioning from ePass to Okta, which is the authentication piece that people log into Eric and MSS. We have to be live with that June 30th, and we're on track to do so. And finally, we have reduced our dependence on Sagitech by one FTE. Fong Ling, who is a business analyst for us from Sagitech, we've decided that with the addition of Ann Reber, she'll be doing a lot of those business analyst roles, that we can do that in-house. So that's saving a significant amount of money. And that concludes my update. Do you have any questions?
Questions for Dave? I guess what I want to say, this is Shana. Thank you for taking this on.
Oh, I mean, my pleasure.
It's an extraordinary difficult job at this point, because we're still not done.
That's true.
And so I appreciate your taking it on.
Thank you.
Madam President, I just want to give a kudos to Dave for that benefit calculator. He has spent many, many months working on that in his free time, and he doesn't have much free time, so I'm sure it's but it is a huge benefit for our members to be able to get on our website and get a flavor of what your benefit's going to look like before you even approach us. Yeah.
It's all self-supplied data right now, so it's garbage in, garbage out, but as long as people are realistic about what their HAC is and how many years of service they think they'll have.
Members still get their statements.
They do once a year, yeah.
So they've got something based on some of the information.
Correct.
Any other questions? Questions from the public?
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Investment verbal updates. I sent you all something. Thank you, Cynthia. I just need to remind everybody that the information from RVK was as of March 31st, and any charts were as of March 31st, and things were pretty rosy then. It's not quite that rosy right now. So take it for what it's worth. Keep an eye on those things on your own, I suggest. I also gave everybody a copy of something that I shared with the Board of Investments, which was just basically a summary of what the actuaries had provided us in the experience study. So, and I provided you, I believe, a packet on the real estate asset class review. Every meeting we do some kind of a review throughout the year. We have a schedule. So it was real estate this time. It might be fixed assets another time. It could be equities. So I'll share those with you every time because I think it's really educational. It's helped me personally have even a greater understanding than we did.
Well, I do have a question, Madam President, as far as board of investments and what the returns have been. Has there been discussions about changing some of the allocations on the thing when we're starting to move into a lower return environment on equities and bonds on the thing and start moving it? Said obviously the real estate has been booming, are there limitations on how much you can put in any different category and whether there might be some latitude to go and shift some of those?
We actually have ranges for every one of our categories, and they try to maintain the midpoint, we call it. It gives them a little flexibility to go higher and lower. And staff there is so good at making adjustments when the market's going the wrong direction and they can buy things cheap. They do it. Mm-hmm. They're doing a great job. I mean, we're still doing okay. Probably better than our benchmarks at this point. And yes, we have those ranges. We look at those once a year. They can come back in the interim and make requests for changes, but it's generally once a year they do a deep dive, so to say, and they come back with recommendations. So the other thing I'll point out is that we have divested ourselves of any Russian investments. And that was any of our managers that had assets there. As we know, what they did is they took any equity and they basically set it aside, the managers did, because it's worthless at this point. And maybe some point there will be value down the road, we don't know. And anything that's any kind of securities, I think they were saying something like 10 cents on the dollar we might get at some point, but those things are still being held right now. So that's just an update. Yes.
Madam President, I believe that we have Director Villa scheduled to come and give us the asset allocation update in our August meeting. So we'll get to hear how they're allocated at that time. Right. Coming up.
And he'll actually bring something that shows those ranges and the midpoints. Anything else? Committee meeting updates. I'll do the audit first. We haven't met, but we plan on meeting in August. We're so looking forward to that. Policy
committee meet. The policy committee did meet. We talked about some of the issues earlier in the agenda on this end, but as Mr. Hollihan, you know, looked into his crystal ball and told us what we might expect in the future for future meetings. Said they are going to put periodic reviews on, you know, to update some of those old policies, you know, that haven't been brought before the committee or the board for some time on this. And there are going to be recommendations, you know, made for changes when needed or for additions when needed on this. There were a couple of good suggestions that were brought forward by staff yesterday, and they will be looking at these. So we might expect to see some additional activity through the policy committee in the not too distant future.
HR committee?
Madam President, this is Dory. I think our next meeting would be again for the performance evaluation for myself. And that probably would be, it's in the winter, probably the winter meeting, December meeting.
It's the one I missed last year, so we'll
come to do that. Yep, it should be the December.
Okay. So my next item on as far as committees, I think we should leave the committees as they are unless anybody wants to change. I would appreciate any, because we have some board members coming off next January or something.
April, I believe, April 1st, maybe. Sheena's term and Robin's term are up.
So it seems like that would be the time to make some major changes in the structure. But if anybody wants to change committees or thinks we should do something different, please let me know.
Madam President, you have that power to do that, I believe, anytime that you want to appoint committees.
All right, Executive Director, global update.
Oh, thank you, Madam President. I first want to begin by thanking Sheena for all of her former president work here her long service on the board. She's kind of our historian and has done a great job through some difficult times. I mean, this is not at times a very easy board to serve on. We have tough decisions to make on a number of levels, and Sheena was really circumspect about helping guide us through that. So I want to make sure that we thank her, and I believe you've already expressed a desire to go off the board in April. So we'll have a party in April if that's going
to be up to me.
A couple of other items. We're not going to pursue our MOU with the Board of Investments on moving the DC and 457 investment structure over there. Like any third party vendor that we would be approaching to do that, there were discussions about specifics and couldn't come to agreements about how much fees could be saved. I mean, it's difficult when you have a fee holiday to say that you're going to be able to lower those fees. So they were a little bit reticent about that. And we just felt that without that assurance for our board and for the participants, that we need to just continue as we are for now. So we're going to continue working with RBK and Empower to get best practices for our fund lineup and continue to reduce fees whenever possible. We've got some potential appointments to the EAC committee, I think, that will help strengthen that committee a bit. And of course, Bill is now the chair of it. So we feel like we're in good hands for the time being. The other item I want to speak about just a little bit is our executive planning process and where we are with our legislation. I think I mentioned last meeting that we had submitted to build draft concepts to the governor's budget office. And they reviewed those, we met with them, and they came back and they approved our drafting of a general revisions bill, but they disapproved all of our funding measures. And that's not unusual. It's happened under many prior administrations. And what that really means is that it's at this moment not going to be included, any of those funding bills, in the governor's budget that they will be presenting to the legislature. Doesn't mean that they don't allow us to go ahead and present those measures, because they understand our constitutional responsibility to do that in any system that doesn't amortize under 30 years. So we'll continue those discussions with them. We also need to go to the SAVA committee for bill draft approval. It's a relatively new process from the last couple of sessions. And there's a problem with that in that our board meeting is scheduled for the same day as the SAVA meeting. So we will bring these conceptual ideas to you guys about funding. We won't know the exact numbers, because that will be borne out through our annual actuarial evaluation in October. Too late to give the specific numbers for these conceptual bills. So we'll be asking for your approval of probably four funding bills for game wardens, highway patrol, sheriff system, and PERS, in addition to a general revisions bill on kind of a conceptual basis. Hopefully we can speak with the legislative staff to move our presentation to late in the day. So after we've done our meeting here, Bill and I can run over there and present where we are with our funding bills for their approval for drafting. So that's kind of the executive planning process. Again, this is not unusual. Most of the time in this initial process through the governor's office, they deny us requests for funding bills just because they don't want to put it in their budget to begin with. So that may change. There is some surplus money out there that we've talked with them about perhaps boosting the safety systems, which, you know, relative to what PERS is, wouldn't be that difficult of a lift. But there again, as you guys all realize, there's a lot of pressure on the governor's office and legislators, et cetera, to decide what their spending priorities are. But we'll certainly be there to fulfill our constitutional requirement, and we'll come to you in August for that approval.
And what you're saying too, if I understand correctly, is even though it's not in the governor's budget, doesn't mean the legislature can't bring something forward.
Yes, we will need to as a board and agency bring something forward.
We have to.
Yes, and the governor's office understands that. I mean, this again, it's just a placeholder that says for now we're not going to include it in the executive budget. So Did I miss it?
No, and just a little extra context. It's a difficult position to be in because if we aren't to bring a funding bill, and I know Holly would speak to this as well, the legislative audit division will generally write you off as a material finding in their blue cover for not amortizing in under 3 years. So
good point.
Just want to make the board aware of that as well.
We've had clean audits and we don't want to start down that path.
Right. Although I decided to help the House President, don't do that to me.
One other staffing note. Dave covered the IT positions, which I was going to go into. We did lose one of our educational training specialists, Jen Bergner. She was relatively the newest one, but she was very, very good employee. She went to the Legislative Audit Division. They poached, hunted on the wrong side of the fence, but she will never be able to audit us, having been a former employee. So, yeah, it's so long, I guess we won't see you for a while. Madam President, that's my brief report this morning.
Thank you, Executive Director, and I want to thank Sheena too for, she's been amazing to work with and pushing. I remember when she dumped the president sitting on me once before when she took a hiatus from the board. So, just kidding. Okay, litigation verbal updates. Nick, you're on. This is on the Montana State Firemen's Association, which is State of Montana Public Employee Retirement Board.
Madam President, members of the board, and I just wanted to say before I got started, there are some members of the MSFA in the room today, and I did reach out to their counsel, Mr. Graybill, and he gave me permission to do the limited form of communication with his clients that we'll be doing here. So, because it would otherwise be an ethical violation for me to address them without his permission. Not much to update. We were supposed to have our oral argument last month. I believe a number of their members traveled to town to see that. And about 15 minutes before we were supposed to get started, we found out that the judge had been diagnosed with COVID that morning. So we all went home. It was a late night of preparation that we'll be doing again. It was rescheduled for this morning. I got that moved for obvious reasons. And we are now scheduled for oral argument on June 21st. And barring any other unforeseen circumstances, we'll hopefully have a decision quickly after that. I believe the case will be about a year and 10 months old at that point. So I think everybody's ready for a resolution. And that is all I have on litigation.
Any questions?